Hello and welcome to ADHD Mums. In this podcast, we tackle the tough, often unspoken realities of motherhood, neurodiversity, and mental health.
Hey, just checking in. Did that book get sent yet?
Oh no, it's an email. And I just paused because I already made an excuse and told the listener it was on its way. My 10-year-old told me she was going to send it. I've reminded her 6 times. Didn't she send it? I swear she sent it. I thought I saw it in the car. Check the list. The book has not been sent.
So I call out to her, have you sent the book yet? And she says, no, I'm just getting to it.
Oh my God. I had the opportunity to do drop shipping, but my 10-year-old swore to me she would be the best admin assistant I've ever seen. She was really excited to get pocket money and I thought it was going to work brilliantly. Imagine her learning the value of money, working hard, and us working as a team. I don't know why I envisioned that because she hasn't started yet and it's been 3 weeks. I've sent every single book so far and every single email apologizing profusely for my 10-year-old's lack of admin assistant. And now in the school holidays, I've got my 8-year-old son right there with me. I can do it. I can do it. I'll send it because he's clocked that there's money involved. He's keen. And to be honest, he's very capable. But she's not going to let him touch it. And now it's a whole thing. She's standing there guarding the books now, not sending them or doing anything useful. She's just holding them in a control loop. And he's right there, like, just give it to me. I'll do it properly now. And I can already feel where this is going because I cannot mediate this today. I do not have capacity to referee this full argument. Right at the start of school holidays when I'm looking down the barrel of lots and lots and lots of days together. So I just take a deep breath and I take it and I say, I'll do it in an attempt at a cheery voice. We can just figure it out whose job it is later, which is code for I cannot figure out whose job it is today, but that's tomorrow's problem when I'm feeling more fresh. But she doesn't walk away. She stays right there. Now, as I'm sending the book, she starts giving me advice. Make sure you write it neatly. Don't fold it like that. I was going to use the blue cards. That's the wrong envelope. Use this one. None of the advice that she's giving me were requirements for the role. None of them were even a part of sending the book. She has made these rules up and not started. And my 8-year-old son is standing there watching, waiting, fully capable, but also not allowed to touch it. I can feel the tension building because she's not actually doing it. She's just talking a lot and standing there and not letting anyone else do it. And now I'm stuck in the middle of something that had nothing to do with the book or me. And if I don't get this finished soon, I know he's going to throw a stapler at her. I'm just trying to get to the part where this is done before the stapler starts throwing, and I actually need to send the book. So I take the book, put it on the bench, open my laptop. I need the address. This shouldn't be hard. But I'm also very aware of her standing there, watching. Make sure you write it neatly. Thanks for that. I haven't even started writing yet. I open the spreadsheet, and I try and find the first name of the person who's emailed. But before I can even write that in,
Mum, Mum,
he's louder now. I literally can do it faster, Mum. Just let me have a go. And she's straight back in. No, you can't. You'll mess it up. This is an important job. I'm the eldest, so I'm going to be doing it. And I can feel it tipping. And so I turn and I deal with it. Look, you two, you need to stop. I've got it handled. I'm just going to send this one book to get it off because the person has asked me where it is. I try to negotiate and also distract them both. To give me 5 minutes to at least put this in the car. That takes about 30 seconds. I come back, sit down. I'm looking at the screen. I'm trying to remember. Have I written the address down? Or was that the last one? Which one is highlighted and why? My God, she's back. She's still talking. Don't rush it. Where's the blue cards? You have to get the right envelopes. But now he's behind me. I could have had this finished already. I could have done it. You should let me do it. I'm ready. How much do I get per hour? Is it $5 an hour? Because I'm going to do it. And I can feel it, the tight, full feeling, like I haven't actually started and I'm already frustrated. And this is the part that doesn't make sense because this should be easy. This is a 3 to 5 minute task, but I'm still here staring at it, stressed out like it's complicated. And this is where it turns into, why is this so hard for me to remember the address? Why can't I do the simple thing? How can I write the book but not send the book? I try and take deep breaths and become the person who can do these type of tasks. I feel like I'm not coping, and now I'm still trying to figure out the name of the person that I'm searching for because the spreadsheet is full of all of the free downloads, and now I'm getting lost. I feel like I might have cut the name and pasted it somewhere. I try to log into WordPress, but I can't remember that password. Oh my God, I haven't done one step cleanly yet. Not one. I haven't finished the address. I haven't written the name. I don't even know where I'm up to. Okay, I'm going to restart again. They're both still here.
talking. I start again. I type the address slower because I'm going to check as I go. But now I feel like I've done it wrong. I feel like I've got the wrong person. Oh my God, she's still here. I can hear her saying, maybe we should add fridge magnets. I'm actually going to start making pottery. I'm going to put pottery on magnets and then we're going to send them out. We should write something funny. What color do you like? Oh my God, I just want to send it. I'm so frustrated with her. I just want her to put the book in the envelope and write the name down. Now she is creating pottery and creating side quests, which we do not need. We need to put the book in the envelope and send it. Okay, I grab the envelope I have. I start writing the name, but halfway through I realize that's not the right name. It's not even slightly wrong. It's completely wrong. This is the only envelope I have. I don't think I've got any stamps. Now I have to stop again and I can feel it. It's the drop of, why am I making this so hard? My son starts saying, you did do it wrong. I told you I could do it better than you. Why won't you let me help? I start to feel like I'm going to go insane. I can't even do a basic thing. And behind me, they've started. Give it to me. You'll ruin it. I already can do it. And my son has bought a glass of water near the laptop and I 100% know that there is going to be a cup of water on the laptop as they fight. I can feel it escalating. I put the pen down. Just stop it, both of you. As soon as I get sharp, I see the look on their faces and I think, oh my God, I am the worst mother. I'm trying to write one address and do one thing in a task that I thought we were going to work as a team as. And now I'm getting all snappy and mean and they're driving me insane. And we're 3 hours into the school holidays. I try to distract them. I try not to yell. I go outside, I give them a task, I come back. All I can think about is the fact that I should have drop shipped this from the beginning and I do not know why I ever trusted my 10-year-old daughter, who really, if I strip this back, is probably not capable of doing this task. And now I'm looking at it. I've ruined my only envelope. I don't have any more stamps. I don't even know what step I'm up to. I've cut and pasted off the wrong address. I've pressed undo so many times that now I don't even know if it's working. And now I'm fixing mistakes, trying to make it better instead of actually doing the thing. Okay, I'm trying to think. Do I fix the envelope? Do I rewrite the name? Do I go back to the address? Mom, I'm hungry. Mom, he's going in my room. Mom, he's in my room. He's touching my things. He's touching my things, Mom. Oh my God. I know if I ignore it, they're going to physically kill each other. So I have to stop again, go over, break that fight up. I come back and I'm attempting to reset. This is constant restarting. I've sunk 30 minutes into this. And if I don't finish it, I think I'm going to lose my mind. This is the part that doesn't get counted. Because if someone asked me what I did that day, I would say not much. And God forbid they would say, did you have a relaxing day at home? Not really, no. I don't know many ADHD mums that can have a relaxing day at home. I actually have a whole list of fun activities to do in the school holidays and organizing and things to do with the kids and skills building, but I pretty much never get to do any of them. And this right here, the book sending, is 100% why. Because every time I start, I get pulled out of it. And every time I come back, I have to work out where I am again, which takes effort, which takes cognitive load, which I have no capacity for. And I reset more than once just to do one tiny job. And while I'm attempting to do the job, my brain gets stuck in an argument, a mistake, trying to figure out which of my children aren't regulated and what they need to be regulated. I'm not even fully getting to do the one thing I want to do and nothing finishes cleanly. So my brain doesn't even register it like something has happened. It looks like I had one job, send the book. I didn't do it. And if you stop there, the conclusion is obvious. I'm disorganized, shit at admin, I can't follow through. I make simple things harder than they need to be. But is that really what happened? Because this isn't me not coping. This is me constantly restarting. Because it was never that one task. It was the same task split apart over and over and over before it ever got to finish. And every time I started it, I got pulled away. And every time that interruption happened, it cost more effort, more attention, more energy. Until I wasn't doing the task anymore. I was managing the restarting, fixing mistakes, checking the steps, holding parts of it in my head, and having to deal with my 8-year-old son going, why didn't you just send it? As if I'm an idiot. And when the book doesn't get sent, your brain doesn't store all the effort. It stores it as nothing. And this is why for some of us, school holidays can feel like this. It's that nothing seems to run cleanly. You don't get a single stretch of time when anything gets to exist on its own. ADHD mum life, it's everything being interrupted, partial, restarting. And you don't finish anything, but you also don't stop. And sometimes we can read that as, I'm the problem. I can't even put a book in a simple envelope. Each of you would have your own task that's as quick and easy as putting a book in an envelope, apparently, but feel like you fail at doing it all day. And if you keep reading that as, I'm the problem, I can't cope, I'm shit at admin, I can't do basic tasks, then that won't change. Because you might be trying to fix yourself in that situation instead of seeing what's actually happening. It's a constant restarting onto your brain. And once you see that, you can't keep treating these days like they were simple because they weren't. And this is where it starts to matter. Because if you keep reading that book as something that you didn't do, this doesn't stay about the book. It becomes, I can't follow through. I don't finish things. I make simple things really hard. And that starts to attach to your identity, not to the task, not to the fact that it was a difficult day. The kids interrupted me so many times, I couldn't send one book, but it starts to attach to you. So the next time something small comes up, you don't just see the task, you start to go into, I'm already behind. I can't even put a simple book in the mail without getting the address wrong, which means you can start to live differently. So now the problem isn't just, I didn't complete that task. It's that you're entering into the task believing that you are someone that won't finish it. And this is where it compounds, because that says nothing about the environment. And when you look at it through that lens, you can see the pressure that you've put on yourself and the conditions that you were in to do the task. So instead of seeing that this book never got sent, you might see yourself as, I am somebody that couldn't do a basic task today. And that is a very different weight to carry. Because one of those you can account for, because if you believe that you are someone who can't do it, that you are someone who can't do a basic task, like sending a book in one day, you start to try to fix yourself to become better, more organized, more focused, more on top of things, all inside a structure that is still breaking the task apart and making you repeat it over and over again. So your effort goes way up, but the outcome doesn't. That is where the exhaustion builds. That's because you are working really hard in something that is almost impossible to allow completion. If you only look at that the book wasn't sent, you're not taking into account any of the process for that to happen. It might have looked like nothing happened, but something did happen. The same task was picked up and put down and picked up so many times and it was never stabilized. But your brain doesn't log this instability as effort. It logs completion. So all of that work disappears. And all you're left with is no result, no evidence, no credit. I'm a person who can't send a book in one whole day. In fact, I actually stuffed that spreadsheet up so badly that I had to email everyone who'd ordered and confirm their address. And that conclusion fills the gap. So if you don't change what you're seeing here, this will keep happening. This is not just about sending a book. It's about everything that looks small, but sits inside the same conditions. All of us have tiny tasks like this that we can't seem to get done because we keep measuring up against a broken structure as if it was 100% fine. We couldn't do the 5-minute job. And if you keep locating the failure as yourself, instead of the fact that you never got a clean 5 minutes at it. And once you see that, the question shifts, not why didn't I finish this, but when did this actually have an opportunity to be sent as one thing from start to finish without being pulled apart? Because if that moment doesn't exist, then the outcome is already explained. And that change changes what it attaches to. Because that book is still sitting in my car, not sent, not done. And it looks like something that I couldn't follow through on, but it isn't. It's evidence of an environment that did not allow me to do it. It's evidence of a task that never got to exist as one task. And that's a different story about you, not about someone who can't finish things, about someone who was working inside of something that never let them finish. And these are not the same identity to carry. Please, this school holidays, take the pressure off yourself. Reduce the tasks. If you have a long list of things that you want to achieve this school holidays, tasks with the kids, skills building, therapies, spring cleaning, organization, big dreams to go gluten-free or sugar-free or whatever your dreams are, have a look at the environment that you're in and have a look at how much opportunity you actually have to get this done. Happy school holidays. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time.
Quick announcement. Did you know that we have an ADHD mum's shop filled with resources designed just for you? These resources are packed with answers to the most frequently asked questions I get sent in via email. Everything from understanding ADHD and autism to practical tips for daily life. There's also a free assessment tool. If you're wondering about ADHD or autism for yourself or your little one, don't forget to check out the free assessment tool under free resources section on my website, adhdmums.com.au.